Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for continuing to help me celebrate our 14th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is the last day of our 14th year. Tomorrow kicks off the 15th year. And we couldn't do it without our good friend Karen Kerrigan. By the way, in fact, the person who has been with me the longest, who's still with me, is this lady, Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. As you've heard me say a thousand times, maybe more, because I say it even when she's not here, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business. Nobody is your greater friend than pound for pound than our good friend Karen Kerrigan, and she's one of my heroes. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be here, and you know, congratulations on another wonderful anniversary on the air. And I hang in there, don't I? Jim, with you to the bitter end,
To the bitter end. I don't know if it means that we're so loyal or we don't have a life. I'm not sure which one it means, Karen. But I want to know. I want you to know that I appreciate you, and you've hung in there with me all these years. I mean, I still have a couple. I still have a couple of three folks who were with me in 97, those 6 weeks in 97 that I did the show, the last 6 weeks. But they're not too many. Some of them have gone on to their reward, and some of them have are doing other things. But anyway, we're glad you're here. It's National Entrepreneurship Week, which I want to talk about in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about something else. Your organization is an organization that exemplifies perseverance, endurance, and stick-to-itiveness, and in the face of against all odds, Karen. And I want to congratulate you because you're coming up on what, almost 20 years, aren't you?
That's right. It actually 19, and then it'll be 20 years in 2013.
Yeah. So, folks, this is now. You talk about David among Goliaths. And her sling is pretty darned accurate, too, folks. That sling slings for small business. And, Karen, we appreciate that very much. But you're in the middle of a lot of stuff on Capitol Hill for small business, aren't you?
We are. I mean, we really are trying to take advantage of what we see as a window between now and the end of the year, maybe January. Before, you know, we really get into the election season. I mean, mm-hmm. We're certainly in the election season right now, the 2012 elections, but there is this window of bipartisanship that we are, to the best of our ability, taking advantage of.
It's a teeny tiny little window, isn't it? It's almost...
It is. We sense the momentum, and now we're just going with it. You know, the trade bill, there's this 3%, you know, withholding tax repeal that the House will probably pass this week. The Senate made some changes.
And they will repeal the 3% subcontractor withholding?
Yes. I mean, the Senate, voted on and passed repeal 95-0 last week. It did have some changes, but not controversial
ones. Remind the audience what that's about.
But, you know, basically, as part of a previous tax bill, in order to pay for temporary tax relief, the Congress passed a mandate, a pay for that would require governments at all levels, federal, state, and local, to withhold 3% of payments made to government contractors. So that means that every time a small business contractor was to expect a payment for their government contract, again, federal, state, or local, basically 3% of that money would be taken out of
if a local janitorial service got the contract to clean out a local federal building, than 3% of what their contract was for, the bid that they got, the low bid that they wound up getting the business on, 3% of that was withheld to them until they proved what they proved, that they paid their income tax or taxes, and then it would be released to them?
Yeah, I mean, basically, then you just, when you do your taxes, I mean, you even up at the end of the year. I mean, possibly some would come back, and possibly it would stay with the government. But also, you got to remember, Jim, this is also if you had a state contract or a local contract as well. And this is why the state and local governments so much oppose this, because they would have to design and develop and put together their own new bureaucracies and their staff people to collect this, report it to the government, send it to the government.
Right.
And so this is a new burden on them that they're like,
and
okay,
hopefully that's going to get repealed this year.
That's right. Hopefully, I mean, I think the House will vote on it this week, and if they do, if they vote on the Senate version,
will
it goes to
President
Obama's desk for signature.
Will he sign it?
He signed it, yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Good, good, good. And folks, we have Karen Kerrigan, among others, but especially, as I said earlier, we have her to thank for that. Karen, thank you and your organization. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.